morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now, somebody bless the Lord. Come on, he's worthy. That's right, let's go, let's go. Come on, somebody. Come on, Anthony, I see you. Father, we thank you. Less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. I declare and decree that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this atmosphere. This atmosphere has been energized by your anointing, the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God. And Father, I declare and decree that it shall land on good ground. And Father, they shall reap a hundredfold. Whoo, my God. Father, I declare and decree that debts will be canceled, bodies will be healed, minds will be sound and clear. And Father, fear, doubt, and unbelief will be destroyed. Father, right now, I declare and decree, Lord God, that this word is going to happen right now in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen and amen. Look, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the word, because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God,
but it's going to be the
and
word.
The word was God. Okay, I'm going to say it again. The word was with God, and the word was God. Can I say that one more time? The word was with God, and the word was God.
The word was.
Come on now. Somebody just begin to give him praise. Come on now. Just begin to give him praise. Come on now. See, everything begins when you begin to praise God. You get God involved in your situation when you begin to praise God. Come on now. Just begin to access the power of praise. The Bible says that, okay, let me get this to you. My God, God inhabits, okay? The praise. He inhabits the praise of his people. Come on now. I need you to get this. He inhabits the praise of his people. Can I say that one more again? God inhabits. Okay, and that word inhabit means, here's what it means. It means that he's in covenant with. He has, high glory. Woo, my God. He has a covenant contract and he's married to your praise. So when you begin to praise God, that's when you give God permission to access your situation and intervene. Oh, come on now. Hey, glory. Oh, my God. See, someone's going to get this. Someone's going to get this. Hallelujah. Someone's going to get this right now. Okay, you begin to activate the power of God when you begin to praise God. Okay, I'm going to say that one more time. You begin to access and activate the power of God when you begin to praise God. It's in your praise, okay? Because now, here's the key. You're not praising God for what he can do for you. Come on now. But you're praising God for who he is. Oh, my God. Somebody give him praise. Somebody just bless him. Come on now. Somebody bless him. Oh, my God, somebody just bless the Lord. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Well, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan. And let's get ready to go to the word. Amen. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Share the broadcast. I'm sending this out to my Instagram folks. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. High glory. Hey, glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, my God. Good morning, Kevin, Mr. Taylor. Praise God. Our glory. Now listen, grab your Bible, your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning, and let's go to the Word. Amen. Now remember, please share the broadcast. Like I said, I'm just going to be a few minutes. I want to encourage you today because, listen, the Bible says that when David and his mighty men came back from war, that they found that their whole village and all the people had been kidnapped and pillaged and stolen. And the Bible says that they cried till they couldn't cry anymore. Then David did what he knew to do. He went to the temple, okay, and he grabbed the ephod and he began to worship. Come on now. And the Bible says that David, he encouraged himself in the Lord, okay? And then he inquired of the Lord and said, shall I pursue and will I overtake them? And God said, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them and surely recover all. Can I prophesy to you right now? This is going to be your season of that you shall recover all. Come on now. Well, you're going to recover all. Can I say that one more again? Good morning, Missy. You shall recover all. Our glory. Everything that it seemed like the devil stole from you, was taken from you. Our glory. Foreclosed from you, repossessed from you. Woo! Attacked your body, attacked your finances, attacked your accounts. Woo! Attacked your employment, attacked your business or your ministry. The Bible says that you shall recover all. Oh, and somebody's going to receive this. Okay. I want you to go ahead and prophesy to yourself before I speak it. Type, I receive it. It is so. Woo, my God, my God. Okay. Because when I release this, you're going to be like, oh, my God. I didn't know I could do that. I didn't know that I could receive that. See, the Bible says that the devil, he is the prince of darkness. That means he is the prince, listen, of ignorance, because that word darkness in the Hebrew and the Greek means ignorance. Amen? So listen, go to Isaiah 61, and I'm about to prophesy to you. Woo, my God, my God. Okay. Hey, glory. There we go. There we go. Come on. Come on, Mr. Taylor. Type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Get this. I want you to get this right now. See, I want you to prophesy to yourself before I speak it into existence, into your spirit and your soul and all around you. Ha, glory. His shot. You're getting ready to go to another level. Your business is getting ready to expand. You're getting ready to go to another financial, woo, echelon. Woo, my God. It's going to seem like you blew up or you went viral overnight. Come on now. Isaiah 61. Come on now. Let me just type it right here for my Facebook and my YouTube folk. Isaiah 61. And this is why I show you in the Word. Come on now. Amen. Here we go. Isaiah 61. Look at verse 6. Now, in the beginning, this is where Isaiah prophesies, and this chapter is actually re-spoken when Jesus, he accessed or he re-said this scripture. They gave him the scroll, and this is what he read. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Okay? But I want you to pay attention. That's verse 1. I want you to pay attention to verse 6 and verse 7. But you, okay, I want you to point to yourself. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourself. And for your shame, for what was stolen, for what you went through, you shall have double. Someone type, I receive double. Come on now. You shall have double. And for confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. So you're going to have, listen, this is your season. Now I'm going to type it right here. And I want you to, this is your season of the double, okay? Oh my God, this is your season of the double. Isaiah 61. I want you to underline that. I want you to highlight that. This is your season of the double. Okay. Oh my God. He's shot. Okay. You're going to receive double for your shame, for everybody, for you having to go through what you went through and having to have people see you go through it. I'm going to make sure that you get double for your shame. But then when I put you in your new land, because now remember, Ezekiel 36, remember what the Lord spoke, high glory. Let me go back here. What the Lord spoke in 2024, he said that this would be your season of obedience to new beginnings out of Ezekiel 36. He said, when I bring you into your land that I promised your fathers. Oh my God. Woo, see how this lines up? See, I can't make this up. I don't care how smart I think I am. I might think I'm a genius in my own mind, but I'm not smart enough to connect the word like this. It has to be the Spirit, because the Bible says that the Spirit of truth shall lead you and guide you into all truth. And the truth of the matter is, you are debt free. The truth of the matter is, you are healed. The truth of the matter is, you have peace, spirit, soul, and body. And the truth of the matter is, you're going to receive double in this season. Woo! Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Woo! Come on, somebody. You better begin to praise God. Glory, his shot. This is what the Lord is saying by the Spirit. I wasn't going here today, but you have to understand that when the Spirit, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You better get that. Come on now. You better get it. You better get it right now. Father, I thank you. As it was spoken through the mouth of the prophet, by the unction of the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, Father, I declare and decree the double over their spirit, soul, body, and finances. Father, they're coming out. Woo! They're going from poverty to millionaire status. They're going from sickness and disease and infirmity to divine health. Father, I declare and decree, no, Father, they're going to have sweatless victory in Jesus' mighty name. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Oh, my God. Now, listen. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You shall receive double. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You shot. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. See? Oh, my God. My God. Oh, my God. See, you have qualified for the double portion. Okay. Hey, shot. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. See, when you begin to understand the double, this word double in the Hebrew, it means double, it means a copy, it means second quarter. It means repetition, second in rank, okay? But you're going to receive a double. Oh, my God. Woo! Okay, it also says, in combination with other numbers, you're going to receive twice. You're going to receive both. You're going to receive two. Oh, my God. The double. Oh, my God. You're going to receive twice as much. Woo, as what you should have had, because God's going to make the enemy not only, okay. Hold on. Hold on. Let me just get this to you. Now, just to prove it even more, this will be our last scripture for today. Oh, aren't you glad that you came this morning? Go to Proverbs chapter 6. Now listen, I'm still prophesying to you right now, and I'm prophesying to you. I am declaring. The Bible says you shall decree a thing, and it shall be established. Proverbs chapter 6. Okay, look at verse 30 and 31. It says, men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. But the thief, if he be found, he, the thief. Okay. First of all, this is why it's a double-double. Because first, he's going to make the devil give you double back. But if he be found, he, the thief, shall restore sevenfold. Now, this sevenfold in the Hebrew, it means seven times, sevenfold, seven times it might, but seven in the Bible represents completion. So the devil must not only bring it back to where it should have been before he messed with it, but then he has to double that back. But then he says, he shall restore sevenfold, and he shall give you what? All the substance of his house. See, here's why the Bible says, with all your getting, get understanding. Hold on here. Let me just get this back in focus. Amen. Let me just do it like this. And let me get this camera back in focus. I got this new camera. The Lord blessed me with a new camera, but I got to get every time I use certain hand gestures, it actually causes, it's one of these AI cameras that will move automatically. But let me just get this back in focus. Amen. Okay. Now. Here is the power of the release today. Not only is he going to make him give, this is why it's a double-double. He makes you give him sevenfold and double from what you should have had. But then he says, he shall give, he, the devil, the thief, shall give you all the substance of his house. When you catch him, not only does he have to give you double in return, but then he has to give up everything that you caught him with when you caught him. Oh, come on, somebody say, I receive it, it is so. Woo, my God, glory, his shot to the bar. Father, I thank you right now. Now we're going to activate this word. How do we activate this word? Now, not only by speaking it, but you sow a seed into it. The Bible says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Okay? But when you understand that God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest, Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. This is how you reap the benefit of what was spoken in your life. You sow a seed. Seed time is planting seeds or investing consistently into the kingdom. Harvest is the manifestation. Today, you're going to receive manifestation from your seed sowing, okay? Woo, my God, somebody's going to get this today. So, how do we sow seed? I'm glad you asked. First, you can give into the ministry by using our website, www.restoredministriesint.org. You can use our PayPal right there. You can use the Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account by using the church Gmail. restoredmintl@gmail.com. It's right there on your screen. But if you want to receive, listen, now, I'm going to tell you right now, you want to sow into, you want to sow the teruma today. Because the teruma is when you sow into the hand of the prophet, the one prophesying and declaring into your life. When you sow his, and it says, And every oblation, that word oblation is teruma in the Hebrew, shall be the priest. And you shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause the blessing, that he may speak the blessing to rest in your house. See, when you sow the seed into my hand of the prophet, I am the prophet and the priest over this ministry, you activate God's prophet's reward in your life. So use my Cash App, $Prophet M.D. Bryant, and sow the seed there. Now listen, I'm going to challenge you to sow either the 8888 or the 18888, which is the new beginning seed, or the 2024 seed, okay, which is $224, or for those that can, sow the $2,024. Hey, glory, it's shot in about. And yesterday we said that we're going to name it as the seed of manifestation. God wants to manifest in your life. And the way that he does that is when you sow seed, because it makes him prove himself. He says, prove me now and see if I want to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Father, I declare and decree that everyone that sows into my hand, into the ministry, I declare the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord, it makes them rich and adds no sorrow with it. That's Proverbs 10:22. Father, I speak the word that they shall receive double for the shame, and they shall receive double in their land. The double, double. I speak the season of the double, double in their life. Father, I declare and decree, no more sweat, no more tears, no more stealing, no high glory, no more sickness, no more disease. As they sow the seed, you are answering their prayer. You are answering their call in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Well, listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow. We're going to go into the next level, to the next echelon with God tomorrow. Be blessed.